This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
9:20, Thursday the 14th of July, and you're listening to The Morning Run. Now, before we get an outlook on the Malaysian REITs, a quick update on the FBM KLCI, which is actually in the green, marginally though up 0.17% to 1,413 points at this moment. Now, one sector which has actually done pretty well for the first half of 2022 has been the REIT index, which actually generated a positive return of 1%, outperforming the broader FBM KLCI, which actually saw a decline of close to 10%.
And this is as retail REITs continue to reap the benefits of revenge shopping, while industrial REITs maintain strong growth from the growth of the logistics sector. But would rising interest rates and fears of recession be the new headwinds for these REITs? And are REITs in Malaysia still an attractive investment proposition?
For an outlook, we speak to Jessica Low. She's the REIT analyst at MIDF Research. Good morning, Jessica. Now, looking at the REITs under your coverage, how did Malaysian REITs in general perform? Were there any discernible trends, and is recovery evident in the recently reported earnings?
Hi, good morning. Performance of MREITs were fairly resilient. This has bucked the downtrend in the general market. Like you say, KLREIT has increased by 1% in first half, and it has recovered by 7% from multi-year low since March. In general, the earnings of REITs, especially retail REITs, have shown improvement in fourth quarter 2021 and also first quarter 2022. This was mainly driven by the reopening of the economic activity and also improvement in shopper footfall, as well as lower rental assistance to tenants.
So we look at the different segments. I want to start with retail first. I mean, you mentioned footfall traffic, but what are the alternative indicators telling us about, let's say, sales?
Tenant sales have been recovering well. This was supported by the shopping spree for festive season and also year-end holiday. And in fact, before and also the tenant sales have been returning to the pre-pandemic level. Yeah.
So how will the positive be reflected in rental revisions, or with the influx of new retail space coming this year, result in a tenant's market since occupancy is still quite low?
We view that the rental reversion outlook will be still positive for major shopping malls in Klang Valley, such as Mid Valley Mega Mall, Sunrise Pyramid, and also Pavilion KL. This is mainly due to the high shopper footfall and also the high occupancy rate of the mall. On the other hand, we think that the rental reversion outlook would be weaker only for shopping malls with low footfall and also low occupancy rate.
What about office REITs, Jessica? We look at the traffic patterns in the Klang Valley. You would assume that all of us have returned to the office. But is that the case? I mean, give us an indication of what occupancy levels are like.
Most of the workers have been returning to office. And in fact, occupancy rate of the office building have been maintained fairly stable because tenants still maintain occupying the office space.
And another observation is that more players are entering into the industrial segment, like CLMT. They've just acquired their first logistic facility in Penang, which was followed by KIP REIT making an announcement that something similar. Is this segment in danger of being too crowded with that much supply?
In fact, we view that the venture of retail into industrial segment as a move to diversify into a more defensive asset class. Overall, the rental reversion outlook for industrial asset is fairly stable, and typically lease agreement is long-term. This is due to the solid demand for industrial space. In short, we do not think that the diversification of retail into industrial asset would make the segment crowded. Instead, we think that the diversification would improve the vibrancy of Malaysia REIT, and it would increase the number of REITs with exposure to industrial assets. This is considering the current low number of industrial REITs.
Okay, but at the same time, right, Bank Negara has raised the overnight policy rate by 25 basis points to 2.25%. What does your sensitive analysis tell us about the impact it has on financing costs, which may then have an impact in terms of earnings compression? Which REIT under your coverage is actually most vulnerable to this?
The hike in OPR is expected to impact earnings of REITs due to higher financing costs. Our sensitivity analysis shows that every 25 basis point increase could increase financing costs by about 3 to 7% for REITs with high floating rate, like a Pavilion REIT and also Sunway REIT. And that would eventually impact earnings by about 1 to 2%. For REITs under my coverage, the higher the vulnerable one would be Sunway REIT because they have a high floating rate of about 68%. Overall, we estimate earnings impact to be around 2% for every 25 basis point hike. Nevertheless, we think that the impact is minimal. This is considering the positive impact of rental revenue recovery from retail division.
So we are seeing yields compressing, and because of that, you know, I just want to pick your brains and do let us know what your call for the sector is and what are your top picks for it.
We estimate the average yield to be still around 5.2% to 5.5%, which we think that the yield is still deemed attractive. So we are still maintaining our positive call on the sector. We see the worst is over for the sector, and the sector is on track for earnings recovery in second half. In this context, we expect retail REIT to lead earnings recovery due to the improvement in shopper footfall. Our top picks for the sector are IGB REIT. We have target price of 1 ringgit and 72 cents, and also Sunway REIT 1 ringgit and 70 cents, because we like their quality retail asset, namely Mid Valley Mega Mall and also Sunway Pyramid.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Jessica Low, REIT analyst at MIDF Research, giving us her view on the sector. She is positive at the moment, despite the fact that OPR rates have actually increased, resulting in higher borrowing costs for some of the REITs. The one that will be most vulnerable is Sunway, since they have the biggest amount of floating loans. But there is also going to be yield compression as the risk-free rate in Malaysia rises as a result. So the dividend that is still expected to be between 5.2% to 5.7% will be reduced. There will be some yield compression. But her top picks for the sector are IGB REIT. She has a target price of 1 ringgit and 72 cents, and Sunway REIT at 1 ringgit and 77 cents. The commonality between these two REITs is that they are very much focused on retail, and they also have good quality assets. So I guess when markets are feeling very volatile, when basically we're heading towards volatile times, REITs still give you that certainty of earnings. But up next, Sim Wee Boon speaks to Kevin Neo, licensed financial planner of VKA Wealth Planners, on the recession and what you can do to actually help yourself. That's happening after the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.